And one of the things that I've noticed with people that are really depressed or they're struggling with hard times is that they start saying things like, I can't do this for the rest of my life. Or, you know, I just can't imagine the next 3 months. Or, you know, man, this year, how am I going to get through the year? And taking that long view is a bad idea. When you're going through a hard time, you got to just take it one day at a time. The Bible says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You have enough evil to deal with today. Don't try to worry about, what am I going to do for the next 3 weeks? What am I going to do for the next year? Just take it one day at a time, because for all you know, God can open new doors tomorrow. God can fix things next week. We don't know what a day is going to bring forth. All we know is what's going on today. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And if you're going through a bad time, just hang in there for one more day and then revisit and then see what happens. But don't try to think about too much of the future at once. Think about David himself. When he's being chased by Saul, God is always delivering him. He always gets away. He always escapes. Everything's fine. But do you remember what David finally says? He says, you know what? I shall someday perish by the hand of Saul. I'm just going to go to the Philistines. But isn't that the wrong attitude? Don't worry about someday, David. Just worry about today. Today you're fine. Yesterday you were fine. Tomorrow you're going to be fine. But he starts thinking about too much of the big picture, and he says, you know what? Someday I'm going to perish by the hand of Saul, so therefore I give up. So, and I know people are going through a hard time right now. Maybe you're not going through a hard time, but some people are. And if you're not now, you will be at some point. And one of the best pieces of advice I could give you is just to take it one day at a time. And otherwise, you're just going to be overwhelmed with just trying to cope with the next week, month, year, whatever. So take it one day at a time, because the calamities are going to be past. And during that time of calamity, you make the Lord your refuge. You flee to the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. He says in verse 2, I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. God does a lot for us. And David's recognizing, look, God does a lot for me. I'm going to cry out to him. And you'll notice throughout this psalm that as he cries out to God, he has the faith that God is going to hear his prayer and answer him, because he makes a lot of statements about what he believes God's going to do. And the Bible says that when we pray, we should ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. When we pray, we should expect God to answer our prayers. You know, when I go soul winning, I expect people to get saved. When I preach sermons, I expect people to listen and learn and be edified. When I pray, I expect God to answer my prayer. Why? Because I have faith that God is working in my life, that he's leading me, that he's going to use me. And so you should have faith when you pray, like David here, where he believes that God's going to perform. God's going to do what he has promised that he would do.